Blog Talk Radio.
The third and final set of light codes that began on 1010 and continued into 1111 now finds its home and destination. Welcome to the 1212 Stargate Initialization. I am your host, Patricia Villalpando, and we are here today with our channel, my channel, the Lyra Atlantis Pleiades Connection. We are taking live callers today, so if you would like to call in and speak to channel, you certainly may. So what we have today, yes, the third and final set of light codes. Today, the third set of light codes will be set itself and open. So that means these codes are going to now open up and show all of you who you truly are, where you're going, and how you will get there. This is a guiding code of light. This is a rare code to get. So without further ado, let's go ahead and connect to our channel. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Breathe in. And exhale. And one more time, breathing in and breathing out. This helps me focus and get centered and grounded so I can unite with my channel and we can channel as one. Greetings, Star Flames. We are here today, yes, on your 1212 Stargate, which means this is officially, as many would say, as the ending Stargate, because the 1-1 Stargate is just a short month away, correct? In Earth time, is that the way it goes? January is a new time. The time is relative. But that's okay. You're getting a special code of light today, as our host was saying, because you just picked up on it. Your code is a code that we have a caller. Hi, this is Stargate Earth talking to. Well, as we were saying, we are receiving, Earth is receiving a special light code. And with this light code, it's going to be, as our host said, a guide. It's a guiding light. It's a guiding code. It's what they're looking for. They were asking for a symbol of hope, a sliver of a ray of light, to help them find their way. And that's what today is. It's initializing. On 12/21, it will be fully activated. What will this do for you personally? It will guide you in the area of life that you need the most help in. Often what you think you need the most help in is not what the light says. For your higher good, there may be another aspect that will help you and take you around so you can fully experience the next chapter of clearing what you want. This ray, this light is a golden light. It's a sparkling golden light. You want to bring that into yourself. And you want to draw it down through your crown chakra, all the way through your tailbone, all the way out to the earth. You want to take that light all the way down into the core of Mother Earth. And that is how you stabilize light. This is how you open up that column of light to get it to widen. So you can take in more light with less rest because you're sending the excess down to the core, where the core can process the codes and the light and bring it back up into Earth where she needs it the most. Is our caller there? Hello? Moving on. This 1212 gateway that's opening up. It's opening up a chapter of you. It's opening up a part of you. It could be a part of you internally that will be opened up. And you will actually see the shifting. And you'll get to see the dynamic that's playing out in your perspective of what you've seen before and what you now see after today. It's a mirror reflection, and it's immediate. That is to help guide you changing a habit that is no longer supporting you on your journey. For every gift, there's a take. You are presenting with this gift, this light ray, that will guide you. Yet you must work at it and allow things to pass that no longer serve you. And release the emotion that's attached to it quickly. This gold ray can be used in hospital settings, in home settings. It can be used to create a healing wave of energy into the being that is needing that ray of light. Everything on earth that's alive and has a soul will be accepting of that light. Even inanimate objects will be accepting of the light. So once again, make sure you filter that in through your system once a day. Clear out that column. Clear out the debris that accumulates in that central column that's causing mayhem throughout your body systems, which are norming your control, your emotional and mental control centers. When you have finished pulling it in through the column into the earth, and you have expended it out into your column, internal column, you want to push it out and around you. And you want to push that out into a cocoon. That provides you safe space from others without repercussion. It makes transitioning from day to day dimensions quicker and easier. When you receive less. How to say? Resistance from others. There will be a time period after using this gold ray every day consecutively, 3 or 4 days, people will start to notice a change, and that's okay. You're clearing out the debris in your aura and around your body, and you are giving off a healing ray, which somebody else may need to partake of that energy for that moment because they needed some healing too. So this is a time of healing the spirit. The earth is now resting, and spirit is ready to rest. Spirit will rise when the light returns. Which will be in a few short earth days. This is an excellent time to go out at night and go look at the stars. Go find constellations that you resonate with. This is the time of the year where it's really interesting to do your research into the stars. Winter nights are long, where they hold the constellations longer. Keep that energy spinning around you. And as you go throughout your day, just bring your awareness back to it and remember that it is spiraling around you. The more you keep conscious of it, the more it lives. The energy lives. Earth has approximately 10 days. To rest. But for many earthlings that is impossible because this is a, what our host says, is a festive time. And people are busy. Humanoids are busy. But the earth, the energy, recalls for rest. A deep sleep. One, 24 hours, 48 hours before the rising of the new light. When that one comes in on 12/21, you will be ready to hold the next code. And you'll also be walking through a door. This will be a door. That you'll actually walk through and seal behind you and never visit door again. Earth is being asked to relieve the heaviest part that of what weighs them down. Many say depression, but depression does not weigh them down. Depression is a byproduct of being weighed down. Remember, this is a time of internal activity right now, not external activity. Alas, many of you, as we said before, are going to go partake, and we wish you well. But for those of you who are actually taking the time to follow through on this journey and take the time to take the rest that's needed now to bring forth that light, you are creating a new and unknown possibility that you have never known in your life before. This is what Earthlings have been asking for. And it's here. Yet, in order to obtain that, you must do this. But hasn't that always been so in past Earth's history? Hasn't there always been some sort of a barter system where something was traded for another? Well, that's what you're doing to improve your life. You're trading one thing for the door. Don't fear the door. Don't fear going into the new. Everyone is to go into the new. All sentient beings are to move into the new. No one gets left behind. Everybody goes. Everybody upgrades. Has to be. All sentient humans and beings on planet Earth has to be upgraded for the support the new dimensional frequencies. Earth is transforming her dimensions right here on Earth. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you're in a really good mood and it's like you're having this natural euphoria and then you leave and you go somewhere else and your energy just drops? You have just switched dimensions. You were in a higher dimension and then you switched out and went to a lower dimension. When you're in the higher realms, you're alert, you're awake, you're active, you're creative. When you're in the lower realms, it's slower, it's more stagnant, it's harder. So all we ask is that you do the work so we can take you through the door on 12/21. We'd like to thank the channel. If there's any callers, we'll take callers. Call 21. We will be broadcasting once again on 12/21 at 2 o'clock p.m. Mountain Standard Time. That's 4 p.m. for the East Coast, 1 p.m. for the West Coast, and 3 p.m. for Central. And that's going to be a really, really great activation. Because now we're going to be lifted to where we need to go. Okay, listeners, if there's no callers, channel's done.